27강 실전 모의고사 4회 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Roy, tomorrow's literature class is Mr. Kane's last class at our school.
I know, that's too bad, but it's good for him to start teaching at a college next semester.
Yeah, definitely. I think we should do something for him in his last class.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I have a backache these days.
Do you think it's because your posture is bad when you study at your desk?
That's possible, but I can't help bending over when I study. I think I've outgrown my desk.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm David Adams for today's health tip. Modern society is moving incredibly fast, and we are overwhelmed by so much information. In this busy time, we can easily get mentally tired. That's why meditation is so helpful to modern people. Meditation is relaxing in ways that traveling and other types of leisure activities aren't. Also, meditation helps reduce stress and improve the quality of sleep. Additionally, it helps overcome negative emotions like anger and frustration, which waste a lot of mental energy and prevent achieving peace of mind. Therefore, I recommend adding some type of meditation to your daily routine.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Eric, what are you reading on your smartphone?
Mom, I'm just reading some news.
Anything interesting?
Yeah, there was a serious protest downtown yesterday.
Really? What were they protesting?
They were protesting the new welfare policy started by the city government.
They must be really against the policy.
Yeah, the protesters were arguing that the government didn't consult with the general public before making the policy.
I understand why they're upset. The city should have considered people's opinions about the new policy, especially those it most directly affects.
Right. It wasn't a smart move by the city.
These days, with social media and the internet, it isn't difficult for policymakers to get people's opinions about a policy before implementing it.
I agree.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, please don't go inside the cars.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I just wanted to see the inside.
I understand, but visitors aren't allowed inside the cars.
I know, but I'm here to cover the motor show.
Are you from a local newspaper?
Actually, I'm from the magazine, The Car Review. Here's my press card.
Got it. Then feel free to look inside.
Thank you. I'm supposed to take pictures of the cars displayed at this show and write reviews about them.
I see.
And later, I'm going to interview Jim Brown, the head organizer of the exhibition.
I can go get him if you need to talk to him.
Thanks, but we've already made plans to meet at 2.
All right. Have a good day.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Dad, we're approaching the island.
Yes, it's beautiful. The water is so clear.
And look at all of the fish swimming in the sea. I can't wait to go snorkeling.
Me neither. But be careful when you walk on the sea walkway to the beach. It has no rail.
All right. So we have to go through the log cabin at the end of the walkway to get on the island?
Yes. Then we're going to check in to our rooms.
Are we staying in one of those houses behind the trees?
Yeah. I think we can enjoy the ocean view from the house.
Cool. And there are tables under the trees on the beach. One of them is free. Let's spend the afternoon there today.
That's a great idea.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, the weather's so nice today. We should work on our gardening.
Good idea. What should we do first?
I'll get the shovel and start digging holes to plant the flowers.
Okay. I'll bring the rose bushes out to the backyard.
All right. Do you think we should still plant the roses in the back corner of the backyard?
Yeah, but do you think we'll be able to dig out the rocks?
That won't be a problem. But I don't know how we'll move them.
I know. They're so heavy.
We might have to rent a garden cart.
Oh, Paul and Marcia next door have one.
Really? That'll be a great help for us. Would you go and ask them if we can borrow it?
All right.
Thanks, honey.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 졸업 파티에 참석하지 못하는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello, Katie.
Hi, Joey. How's it going?
Pretty good. I haven't seen you at the school library at all this week. Are you sick?
No, I've just been really busy applying for jobs. How about you?
I've decided to go to graduate school for psychology.
That's cool. I remember you liked psychology classes. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. We have a graduation party on Friday. Can you make it?
No, I don't think I can.
Really? Why not? Everybody's going to be there.
I know. But there's a big job fair this Friday. I read there are going to be a lot of companies there, so I should really go get some information.
I see. I hope it works out for you.
Thanks. Let's all meet up soon.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy some souvenir t-shirts.
You've come to the right place. That blue t-shirt with an ocean painting on it is very popular.
That's a nice picture. How about the yellow one?
Oh, yes. That one has handcrafted beads on it. It's $2 more expensive than our regular t-shirts, so $12.
They're both nice. I'll take one of each, so one blue and one yellow.
Okay. Can I interest you in any of our local food products?
Yeah. How much are these packages of dried mango?
They're $3 a package, but if you buy more than five, you get 10% off.
Then I'll take 10 packages. Here's my credit card.
Sounds good. I'll check you out over at the counter.
10번 대화를 듣고 Sea Turtle Swimming Festival에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Grace, have you heard of Sea Turtle Swimming Festival? There's an article in here about it.
No, I haven't.
It's an annual festival. This was its fifth year.
Oh, really? When was it?
It was on New Year's Day.
Sea swimming on New Year's Day? Sounds fun. Did a lot of people participate?
The article says there were more than 5,000 people this year.
Wow. Over 5,000 people swimming in the ocean would be a fantastic scene.
That's right. Healthy Life Association hosted the festival, and it was very successful.
Sounds interesting. I think starting the new year with a challenge is a good idea. Why don't we participate next year?
All right, I'll try.
Dancing Plant에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Today we're going to start class by looking at a unique plant. It's called the dancing plant because amazingly, at times, it looks like it's dancing. This is because it moves its leaves to light and gravity. It also moves when stimulated by sound and music. Here's a picture of it. It widely thrives in tropical Asian countries. Its leaves, flowers, and roots have been used in medicine for centuries. Also, Charles Darwin used to write about this plant. It's actually featured in his book, The Power of Movement in Plants.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 크레용 세트를 고르시오.
Lisa, why are you looking at crayon sets online?
I'm buying my cousin a birthday present. She's turning 5. Which set do you think I should get?
Let's see. I think this one, with 12 crayons, is too small. There aren't enough crayons.
I agree. More is better.
Do you think she'll be happy with any of the animal characters?
Come to think of it, I doubt she'd like the set with bears. I'll get one of the others.
Okay. And this one is more expensive than the others.
Yeah, it's too expensive. So I'll buy one of these two.
Then the main difference is washable or not. Your cousin is pretty young, so maybe the washable set would be better.
I think you're right. She did draw on the wall once, so I'll order this one. Thanks for helping me.
No problem.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mr. Collins.
Hi, Evelyn. Have you decided on the new members of your club?
Not yet. I'm supposed to interview some freshmen after school today.
How many freshmen want to join?
Actually, quite a lot. I think about 20.
That's good. What types of questions are you going to ask them?
Since our club focuses on contemporary international problems, I'm going to ask them for their opinion on a problem and for a solution.
Well, don't you think that's too much to ask them to know?
But I was asked those questions last year when I wanted to join the club.
But it was tough, right? Maybe think about asking questions to find out how passionate they are about the issues.
You have a point. It makes more sense to find out their enthusiasm for our club activities rather than to ask them tough questions.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Adamson. You wanted to see me?
Oh, Lisa, yes. Please come in and have a seat.
Okay. Is there something wrong?
Well, I just noticed that you haven't chosen a foreign language class for next semester yet.
I know. I can't make up my mind.
I thought you wanted to study Chinese.
I do, but I think it'll be too difficult.
That's the same reason you weren't going to study Japanese.
Right, but I'm thinking of actually signing up for Japanese.
Okay, but make sure you let me know your decision by tomorrow.
All right, I'll let you know.
Remember, it's important to make a thoughtful decision, but overthinking can keep you hesitating.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 올리버가 아만다에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oliver loves inventing things. His main interest is in creating things to help people with disabilities. For the past few months, he's been working on developing artificial legs for people. He spent a lot of time on this, and he has some good ideas, but he doesn't have a few materials he needs. When he tells his friend Amanda about this problem, she tells him that her aunt works in the medical device industry. Oliver thinks her aunt can help him get the materials. So Oliver wants Amanda to help him get in touch with her aunt. In this situation, what would Oliver most likely say to Amanda?
16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Fun with Language. There are so many English expressions with animal names in them. Today, we'll take a look at some of them. The first expression is to weep crocodile tears, which means to put on an insincere show of sorrow. The reason for using crocodiles comes from the belief that they shed tears when they kill their prey. Another expression is the lion's share, which means the largest share. This expression is known to originate from fables in which lions get the most amount of food when shared. The third expression, to let the cat out of the bag, means to reveal a secret that was previously hidden. Here, a cat symbolizes a secret. The last expression is going on a wild goose chase, which means going after something that you're not likely to catch. This is because wild geese are hard to get a hold of. See if you can find more expressions that include animal names. Please send them to our show, and we'll talk about them tomorrow.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은? ? 17번 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은? ?